Psalms chapter 21. Deus Deusmas. Christ's Passion. And the Conversion of the Gentiles. 21:1. Unto the end, for the morning protection. A psalm for David. 21:2. O God, my God, look upon me. Why hast thou forsaken me? Far from my salvation are the words of my sins. The words of my sins. That is, the sins of the world, which I have taken upon thyself, cry out against me, and are the cause of all my sufferings. 21:3. O my God, I shall cry by day, and thou wilt not hear, and by night, and it shall not be reputed as folly in me. 21:4. But thou dwellest in the holy place, the praise of Israel. 21:5. In thee have our fathers hoped. They have hoped, and thou hast delivered them. 21:6. They cried to thee, and they were saved. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. 21:7. But I am a worm, and no man, the reproach of men, and the outcast of the people. 21:8. All they that saw me have laughed me to scorn. They have spoken with the lips, and wagged the head. 21:9. He hoped in the Lord, let him deliver him. Let him save him, seeing he delighteth in him. 21:10. For thou art he that hast drawn me out of the womb, my hope from the breasts of my mother. 21:11. I was cast upon thee from the womb. From my mother's womb thou art my God. 21:12. Depart not from me, for tribulation is very near, for there is none to help me. 21:13. Many calves have surrounded me. Fat bulls have besieged me. 21:14. They have opened their mouths against me, as a lion ravening and roaring. 21:15. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are scattered. My heart is become like wax melting in the midst of my bowels. 21:16. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue hath cleaved to my jaws. And thou hast brought me down into the dust of death. 21:17. For many dogs have encompassed me. The counsel of the malignant hath besieged me. They have dug my hands and feet. 21:18. They have numbered all my bones, and they have looked and stared upon me. 21:19. They parted my garments amongst them, and upon my vesture they cast lots. 21:20. But thou, O Lord, remove not thy help to a distance from me. Look towards my defense. 21:21. Deliver, O God, my soul from the sword, my only one from the hand of the dog. 21:22. Save me from the lion's mouth, and my lowness from the horns of the unicorns. 21:23. I will declare thy name to my brethren. In the midst of the church will I praise thee. 21:24. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him. 21:25. Let all the seed of Israel fear him, because he hath not slighted nor despised the supplication of the poor man, neither hath he turned away his face from me, and when I cried to him he heard me. 21:26. With thee is my praise in a great church. I will pay my vows in the sight of them that fear him. 21:27. The poor shall eat and shall be filled, and they shall praise the Lord that seek him. Their hearts shall live forever and ever. 21:28. All the ends of the earth shall remember, and shall be converted to the Lord, and all the kindreds of the Gentiles shall adore in his sight. 21:29. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he shall have dominion over the nations. 21:30. All the fat ones of the earth have eaten and have adored. All they that go down to the earth shall fall before him. 21:31. And to him my soul shall live, and my seed shall serve him. 21:32. There shall be declared to the Lord a generation to come, and the heavens shall shew forth his justice to a people that shall be born, which the Lord hath made. Psalms chapter 22. Dominus regit me. God's spiritual benefits to faithful souls. 22:1. A psalm for David. The Lord ruleth me, and I shall want nothing. Ruleth me, in Hebrew, is my shepherd, viz., to feed, guide, and govern me. 22:2. He hath set me in a place of pasture. He hath brought me up on the water of refreshment. 22:3. He hath converted my soul. He hath led me on the paths of justice, for his own name's sake. 22:4. For though I should walk in the midst of the shadow of death, I will fear no evils, For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they have comforted me. 22:5. Thou hast prepared a table before me against them that afflict me. Thou hast anointed my head with oil, and my chalice which inebriated me, how goodly is it? 22:6. And thy mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and that I may dwell in the house of the Lord unto length of days. Psalms chapter 23. Domini aetera. Who are they that shall ascend to heaven? Christ's triumphant ascension thither. 23:1. On the first day of the week, a psalm for David. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world, and all they that dwell therein. 23:2. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and hath prepared it upon the rivers. 23:3. Who shall ascend into the mountain of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? 23:4. The innocent in hands, and clean of heart, who hath not taken his soul in vain, nor sworn deceitfully to his neighbor. 23:5. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, and mercy from God his Savior. 23:6. This is the generation of them that seek him, of them that seek the face of the God of Jacob. 23:7. Lift up your gates, O ye princes, and be ye lifted up, O eternal gates, and the King of glory shall enter in. 23:8. Who is this King of glory? The Lord who is strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. 23:9. Lift up your gates, O ye princes, and be ye lifted up, O eternal gates, and the King of glory shall enter in. 23:10. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Psalms chapter 24. T. Domine, Levavi, a prayer for grace, mercy, and protection against our enemies. 24:1. Unto the end, a psalm for David. To thee, O Lord, have I lifted up my soul. 24:2. In thee, O my God, I put my trust. Let me not be ashamed. 24:3. Neither let my enemies laugh at me. For none of them that wait on thee shall be confounded. 24:4. Let all them be confounded that act unjust things without cause. Shew, O Lord, thy ways to me, and teach me thy paths. 24:5. Direct me in thy truth, and teach me. For thou art God my Savior, and on thee have I waited all the day long. 24:6. Remember, O Lord, thy bowels of compassion, and thy mercies that are from the beginning of the world. 24:7. The sins of my youth and my ignorances do not remember. According to thy mercy remember thou me. For thy goodness' sake, O Lord. 24:8. The Lord is sweet and righteous. Therefore he will give a law to sinners in the way. 24:9. He will guide the mild in judgment. He will teach the meek his ways. 24:10. All the ways of the Lord are mercy and truth, to them that seek after his covenant and his testimonies. 24:11. For thy name's sake, O Lord, thou wilt pardon my sin, for it is great. 24:12. Who is the man that feareth the Lord? He hath appointed him a law in the way he hath chosen. 24:13. His soul shall dwell in good things, and his seed shall inherit the land. 24:14. The Lord is a firmament to them that fear him, and his covenant shall be made manifest to them. 24:15. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the snare. 24:16. Look thou upon me, and have mercy on me, for I am alone and poor. 24:17. The troubles of my heart are multiplied. Deliver me from my necessities. 24:18. See my abjection and my labor, and forgive me all my sins. 24:19. Consider my enemies, for they are multiplied, and have hated me with an unjust hatred. 24:20. Deep thou my soul, and deliver me. I shall not be ashamed, for I have hoped in thee. 24:21. The innocent and the upright have adhered to me, because I have waited on thee. 24:22. Deliver Israel, O God, from all his tribulations. Psalms chapter 25. Jidakami, Domine. David's prayer to God in his distress, to be delivered, that he may come to worship him in his tabernacle. 25:1. Unto the end, a psalm for David. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my innocence, and I have put my trust in the Lord, and shall not be weakened. 25:2. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Burn my reins in my heart. 25:3. For thy mercy is before my eyes, and I am well pleased with thy truth. 25:4. I have not sat with the counsel of vanity, neither will I go in with the doers of unjust things. 25:5. I have hated the assembly of the malignant, and with the wicked I will not sit. 25:6. I will wash my hands among the innocent, and will compass thy altar, O Lord. 25:7. That I may hear the voice of thy praise, and tell of all thy wondrous works. 25:8. I have loved, O Lord, the beauty of thy house, and the place where thy glory dwelleth. 25:9. Take not away my soul, O God, with the wicked, nor my life with bloody men. 25:10. In whose hands are iniquities? Their right hand is filled with gifts. 25:11. But as for me, I have walked in my innocence. Redeem me, and have mercy on me. 25:12. My foot hath stood in the direct way. In the churches I will bless thee, O Lord. Psalms chapter 26. Dominus Illuminatio. David's faith and hope in God. 26:1. The Psalm of David before he was anointed. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the protector of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? 26:2. Whilst the wicked draw near against me, to eat my flesh, my enemies that trouble me, have themselves been weakened, and have fallen. 26:3. If armies in camp should stand together against me, my heart shall not fear. If a battle should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. 26:4. One thing I have asked of the Lord, this will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may see the delight of the Lord, and may visit his temple. 26:5. For he hath hidden me in his tabernacle. In the day of evils, he hath protected me in the secret place of his tabernacle. 26:6. He hath exalted me upon a rock, and now he hath lifted up my head above my enemies. I have gone round, and have offered up in his tabernacle a sacrifice of jubilation. I will sing, and recite a psalm to the Lord. 26:7. Hear, O Lord, my voice, with which I have cried to thee. Have mercy on me and hear me. 26:8. My heart hath said to thee, my face hath sought thee. Thy face, O Lord, will I still seek. 26:9. Turn not away thy face from me. Decline not in thy wrath from thy servant. Be thou my helper, forsake me not. Do not thou despise me, O God my Savior. 26:10. For my father and my mother have left me, but the Lord hath taken me up. 26:11. Set me, O Lord, a law in thy way, and guide me in the right path, because of my enemies. 26:12. Deliver me not over to the will of them that trouble me, for unjust witnesses have risen up against me, and iniquity hath lied to itself. 26:13. I believe to see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. 26:14. Expect the Lord, do manfully, and let thy heart take courage, and wait thou for the Lord. Psalms chapter 27. Iti, Domine, Clam Abdo. David's prayer that his enemies may not prevail over him. 27:1. A psalm for David himself. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord. O my God, be not thou silent to me. Lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. 27:2. Hear, O Lord, the voice of my supplication, when I pray to thee, when I lift up my hands to thy holy temple. 27:3. Draw me not away together with the wicked, and with the workers of iniquity destroy me not, who speak peace with their neighbor, but evils are in their hearts. 27:4. Give them according to their works, and according to the wickedness of their inventions. According to the works of their hands give thou to them. Render to them their reward. 27:5. Because they have not understood the works of the Lord, and the operations of his hands, thou shalt destroy them, and shalt not build them up. 27:6. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath heard the voice of my supplication. 27:7. The Lord is my helper and my protector. In him hath my heart confided, and I have been helped, and my flesh hath flourished again, and with my will I will give praise to him. 27:8. The Lord is the strength of his people, and the protector of the salvation of his anointed. 27:9. Save, O Lord, thy people, and bless thy inheritance, and rule them and exalt them forever. Psalms chapter 28, Offerte Domino, an invitation to glorify God, with a commemoration of his mighty works. 28:1, a psalm for David, at the finishing of the tabernacle. Bring to the Lord, O ye children of God, bring to the Lord the offspring of rams. 28:2, bring to the Lord glory and honor, bring to the Lord glory to his name. Adore ye the Lord in his holy court. 28:3, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of majesty hath thundered, the Lord is upon many waters. 28:4, the voice of the Lord is in power, the voice of the Lord in magnificence. 28:5, the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord shall break the cedars of Libanus. 28:6, and shall reduce them to pieces, as a calf of Libanus, and as the beloved son of unicorns, shall reduce them to pieces, etc. In Hebrew, shall make them to skip like a calf. The psalmist here describes the effects of thunder, which he calls the voice of the Lord, which sometimes breaks down the tallest and strongest trees, and makes their broken branches skip, etc. All this is to be understood mystically of the powerful voice of God's word in his church, which has broken the pride of the great ones of this world, and brought many of them meekly and joyfully to submit their necks to the sweet yoke of Christ. 28:7, the voice of the Lord divideth the flame of fire. 28:8, the voice of the Lord shaketh the desert, and the Lord shall shake the desert of Kades. 28:9, the voice of the Lord prepareth the stags, and he will discover the thick woods, and in his temple all shall speak his glory. 28:10, the Lord maketh the flood to dwell, and the Lord shall sit king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people, the Lord will bless his people with peace. Psalms chapter 29, Exaltabot, Domine. David praiseth God for his deliverance, and his merciful dealings with him. 29:1, a psalm of a canticle, at the dedication of David's house. 29:2, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast upheld me, and hast not made my enemies to rejoice over me. 29:3, O Lord my God, I have cried to thee, and thou hast healed me. 29:4, thou hast brought forth, O Lord, my soul from hell. Thou hast saved me from them that go down into the pit. 29:5, sing to the Lord, O ye his saints, and give praise to the memory of his holiness. 29:6, for wrath is in his indignation, and life in his goodwill. In the evening weeping shall have place, and in the morning gladness. 29:7, and in my abundance I said, I shall never be moved. 29:8, O Lord, in thy favor, thou gavest strength to my beauty. Thou turnedst away thy face from me, and I became troubled. 29:9, to thee, O Lord, will I cry, and I will make supplication to my God. 29:10, what profit is there in my blood, whilst I go down to corruption? Shall dust confess to thee, or declare thy truth? 29:11, the Lord hath heard, and hath had mercy on me. The Lord became my helper. 29:12, thou hast turned for me my mourning into joy. Thou hast cut my sackcloth, and hast compassed me with gladness. 29:13, to the end that my glory may sing to thee, and I may not regret. O Lord my God, I will give praise to thee forever. Psalms chapter 30, in te, domine, spiravi, a prayer of a just man under affliction. 30:1, unto the end, a psalm for David, in an ecstasy. 30:2, in thee, O Lord, have I hoped, let me never be confounded, deliver me in thy justice. 30:3, bow down thy ear to me, make haste to deliver me, be thou unto me a God, a protector, and a house of refuge, to save me. 30:4, for thou art my strength and my refuge, and for thy name's sake thou wilt lead me, and nourish me. 30:5, thou wilt bring me out of this snare, which they have hidden for me, for thou art my protector. 30:6, into thy hands I commend my spirit, thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, the God of truth. 30:7, thou hast hated them that regard vanities, to no purpose, but I have hoped in the Lord. 30:8, I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast regarded my humility, thou hast saved my soul out of distresses. 30:9, and thou hast not shut me up in the hands of the enemy, thou hast set my feet in a spacious place. 30:10. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am afflicted. My eye is troubled with wrath, my soul, and my belly. 30:11. For my life is wasted with grief, and my years in sighs. My strength is weakened through poverty, and my bones are disturbed. 30:12. I am become a reproach among all my enemies, and very much to my neighbors, and a fear to my acquaintance. They that saw me without fled from me. 30:13. I am forgotten as one dead from the heart. I am become as a vessel that is destroyed. 30:14. For I have heard the blame of many that dwell round about. While they assembled together against me, they consulted to take away my life. 30:15. But I have put my trust in thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God. 30:16. My lots are in thy hands. Deliver me out of the hands of my enemies, and from them that persecute me. 30:17. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me in thy mercy. 30:18. Let me not be confounded, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and be brought down to hell. 30:19. Let deceitful lips be made dumb, which speak iniquity against the just, with pride and abuse. 30:20. O how great is the multitude of thy sweetness, O Lord, which thou hast hidden for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that hope in thee, in the sight of the sons of men. 30:21. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy face, from the disturbance of men. Thou shalt protect them in thy tabernacle from the contradiction of tongues. 30:22. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath shewn his wonderful mercy to me in a fortified city. 30:23. But I said in the excess of my mind, I am cast away from before thy eyes. Therefore thou hast heard the voice of my prayer, when I cried to thee. 30:24. O love the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord will require truth, and will repay them abundantly that act proudly. 30:25. Do ye manfully, and let your heart be strengthened, all ye that hope in the Lord.